Hello, everybody. It's Tani here. Welcome, everybody, to the call. Now, I've just been having some trouble getting onto Skype this morning, so I'm just wanting to check that you can all hear me okay. So, if you can hear me fairly clearly, press 1. If I sound really weird and distorted, press 2, and I'll have to dial back in. But if I sound pretty good, oh, excellent. I'm getting lots of ones. Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's a relief. So, welcome, everybody. We've got quite a large group on the call live today. Some weeks we've had pretty much only a small group and everyone else on the recording, but today we have quite a large group actually from quite a few different countries, which is amazing. We've got Mary from Australia, Jasmine, New Zealand, Linda, Teresa, Melinda, Dale from the United States, Marcia. So we've got about three or four countries on the phone, which is pretty exciting, and a few different cities within those countries. So I love this feeling of teaching these beautiful movement classes to women all over the world, knowing that all of us are really listening deeply to our bodies, even though we're in different time zones and different countries and different cities. So, the last few weeks we've been doing a series of very gentle lessons exploring the hip joints, the pelvis, the lower back. And I've had lots of emails from people saying that it's been really affecting how you're walking and moving and the comfort in your hips and lower back and pelvis. So that's really great. Today we're going to take that exploration in a slightly different direction. We're going to be starting to bring in the upper body. We will still be doing some stuff looking at the pelvis and hips. But today's pattern really is about the idea of bending or folding. It's a really, really, really fundamental lesson, the one I'm doing today. It's one of those standard ones that you'll find if you go to any Feldenkrais class. Even though Moshe Feldenkrais invented over 1,000 lessons, there are a few really common ones that always get taught, and the one we're going to do today is. Now, I really want to stress with today's lesson to do this class very, very smoothly. It's going to have some movements in it that might feel a little bit like doing a sit-up. But we're not doing a sit-up. We're not doing a stomach crunch. We're not trying to build muscles. We're not trying to build strength or stamina. We're doing these movements to explore how our spine moves and how we organize our movement for bending. So even though there might be a few movements that feel like something you've done before, they're actually not, and they're not about pushing yourself. So I'm just saying that from the outset, and I will remind you as the lesson goes on. If you find a sore tummy or you feel like you're doing muscular work, then you're doing the movements much too big. Because today's lesson is supposed to feel just as deliciously and gentle as the first three that we did. So if you feel like you're doing a workout, then you're doing it much too big and much too fast. So I just wanted to say that from the beginning. So what I want to get you to do is just start by coming up to standing, if you can, with your headset or telephone. And just start by standing with your eyes closed and just sensing how your body's standing on the floor. So where is the weight in your two feet? Is it forwards, towards your toes, or back towards your heels? And now start to notice the shape of your upper back. You could imagine that someone ran their hands down the whole length of your back, your upper back, your middle back, your lower back. Notice which parts feel curved, which parts feel flat, which parts feel arched. And then notice the shape of your chest and belly. Do you feel like your chest is lifted high into the air, or does it feel like it's sunken down? And now notice the two sides of your torso, the back side and the front side. Which side feels longer? Does the front of you feel longer or the back of you? Which side feels shorter? So these are quite abstract questions, but they probably will change by the end of the lesson. That's why we're doing them. Just take a kind of snapshot of our posture now, not compared to anyone else, but just compared to ourselves in this moment. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, and I want you to just notice where your horizon is at the moment. So just open your eyes and notice where do your eyes look? Do they tend to look a little bit down or a little bit up or straight ahead? And now we're going to do a funny kind of movement. I want you to imagine you're standing in front of the sink and you've just brushed your teeth and you want to spit some toothpaste into the sink. And I want you to see what it's like to just bend down, let your body just bend however it does, as if you wanted to spit down into the sink. And just notice, how does that feel, that movement? Does it feel stiff? Does it create any pain? Just do it very small and come back up to standing. And we'll do that again just to see what that feels like, that idea. Or maybe you're wanting to look at something on the bench. But that's a slightly different movement than spitting. Now what I want you to do is another kind of funny movement. I want you to imagine that you're wanting to bend down to tie up your left shoe. And just do the beginning of the movement, just the beginning of bending down towards your left shoe, and just notice, how does that feel? Don't go all the way to the floor. It's just the first part of the movement. So your arms might get to, your hands might get to around the height of your knee, and then you come back up. But just feel, does it feel easy to bend down like this, as if you wanted to do up your shoelaces on the left? And then see what it's like, come up to standing. See what it's like to tie up your shoelace on the right, but just do the beginning of the movement, the starting to bend down, and notice what happens through your spine, through your back. Does your bottom tuck under or does it stick out? Does your spine stay straight or does it arch or does it curve? Every single person on this call in every country that you're in will be doing this movement differently. You just notice how you do it. And that's great. And then just go for a little walk around your room if you have any space. And as you're walking, just notice how your chest and upper body are moving, if they are moving. Some people will sense no movement. Some people will sense a little bit. And then leave that and come back to your mat or your bit of rug that you're standing next to and just lie down on the floor. If you're comfortable having your legs long, have them long, but if you have a sore lower back at all, you're welcome to keep your knees bent. That's absolutely fine. I know that some of you suffer from pain. And just notice now, how does your body contact the floor? So let's start by sensing the back of the two shoulder blades. Do you feel like your left shoulder blade is heavier or wider than your right shoulder blade? And notice the space between your two shoulder blades. How heavy is that on the floor? The back of your chest. And then sense the back of your pelvis on the floor. How wide is it? Is it heavier on the left side or the right side? Does the back of your pelvis feel heavier than the back of your chest? Which of these two places is heavier? Which of these two places is wider? And now sense the back of your head, your skull, as it rests on the floor. Do you feel that it's heavier a little bit on the left or the right? And is your head heavier than your upper back? Or is your head heavier than your pelvis? Or do all three of them feel similar? And again, everybody's weight will be distributed differently on the floor because they all have a very unique posture. So it's just like taking a snapshot. Notice the back of your upper arms. Do they tend to lie close to the floor or away from the floor? Now I'd like you to sense the space behind your lower back. Today's lesson is really going to be looking at how we organize this arch of our lower back. So just noticing, does it feel like it's lifted away from the floor? Those of you who have your legs long will probably notice but there's a little bit of a gap or a space behind your lower back. Notice how big it is. Could you slide maybe a piece of paper under there or maybe a pencil? Maybe even some of you might feel like you could slide a stapler or even a tennis ball under there. Some people have a huge arch under their back. Just notice what you sense. And then notice the space behind your two knees. You feel like there's more space under your left knee or more space under your right knee. And now, those of you who've done the first lesson we did 3 weeks ago, you know how to bring your legs up to standing by using the frog legs. If you haven't done that lesson yet, don't worry. Just bend your knees however you like. So everyone, just bend your knees up and stand your feet shoulder width apart on the floor. And now what I'd like you to do is bring your right knee towards your chest so your right foot will lift into the air. And now take your left hand and take hold of your right knee with your left hand. So your left hand is holding onto your right knee. Your right foot is in the air, and you can let your right foot just dangle down towards your bottom. You don't need to hold your right foot up towards the ceiling. So you're just holding on to your right knee with your left hand. Now, if you can't reach your right knee with your left hand because it's hard for you with the arch of your lower back or because of your hips, then see if you can just take hold of maybe your trouser leg, your pant leg of your pants, if you can't reach around your knee. Wherever you can reach, take hold of it. As the lesson goes on, you'll probably find it gets easier to take hold of that knee. Now take your right hand and place it behind your head, behind your skull. So your head is resting on your right hand. And now in a moment, I'm going to ask you to do a very small movement. It's not a stomach crunch. It's just a small movement of bringing your right elbow and your right knee just a little bit towards each other, whatever's comfortable. So your head will peel away from the floor. So go ahead and see what that's like to bring your right knee and your right elbow a tiny bit towards each other, whatever's comfortable. And slowly lower them away from each other until your head comes back to the floor and your knee comes back to where it started with your left hand holding it. Now, I don't want that movement to be a big oomph or a push or an effort. It's just as gentle as what we did last week. So once again, seeing what happens if you bring your right elbow and your right knee a little bit towards each other, what happens through the shape of your back? Does your back stay flat or does it curve a little bit? Where does your face point to? Does your face point to the ceiling or does it turn a little bit to the right or to the left? What would happen if you let your face turn a little bit to the left as you bring your elbow and knee towards each other? And then they slowly come away again. Now remember, this is not a sit-up. It's not about using your stomach muscles. It's about starting to figure out how to organize the entire body so that the spine can curve and fold. So once again, bringing your elbow and knee gently towards each other, allowing your face to turn a little bit to the left to make it a little bit easier. And then slowly undoing your knee and elbow, bringing your head back to the floor. And now take a rest, let go of your knee, take your hand out, and just have a rest with your two knees bent. Now we're going to be doing lots of different movements like this today. If you have a very sore right shoulder and you can't do this with your right shoulder, then you could swap everything over and take hold of your left knee with your right hand. Put your left hand behind your head. Just do what you need to do to make it easy. If anyone on the call has any other issues in terms of pain that I haven't addressed, just press 1 and I'll help you. If there's something that, if you're not fine. Well, so far so good, that's good. Okay, let's come into the same position again. So take hold of your right knee with your left hand. Place your right hand behind your head. Now once again, let's see what it's like to very gently and slowly bring your elbow and your knee a little bit towards each other. What happens to the shape of your back? What happens to the shape of your chest? And you may have noticed that just by taking a small break, it's actually improved. The next time your elbow and knee are somewhere towards each other in the air, pause in that position, a little bit curled up. And now what I want you to do is just gently roll your body a little bit to the right, so your elbow and knee move a little bit to the right, and roll your body a little bit to the left. So it's a very small movement, just like a tenth of an inch or a couple of millimeters. So you're still pretty much staying on your back. It's just like you're rolling over the tiny little muscles on either side of your spine. And you're all curled up, have your chin in towards your chest. Just a tiny little movement and then let that go. Let your arms rest, let your legs rest, let everything rest. You can lengthen your legs if you like and have a rest. Those of you who find it uncomfortable to have your legs long, you'll probably find as this lesson goes on that it will start to get a little bit easier to lengthen your legs. But for now, if it's still uncomfortable, you can always have one or both legs bent. And just notice now after doing those very few movements what it feels like to lie on the floor. Back of the two shoulders. the back of the two sides of the pelvis. And now, using your frog legs movement, if you've done that lesson, bend your knees and stand your feet. Otherwise, just bend your knees any old way. So your feet are shoulder width apart. And now this time, take hold of the same leg, your right leg, but this time use your right hand.
Take hold of your head with your left hand, and let's see what it's like to bring the left elbow and the right knee a little bit towards each other. And notice, where does your head point to as you do this movement? Where does your face turn to? What would happen if, as you did the movement, you kept your eyes and your face staring up at the ceiling? So let's play with that. See what it's like to bring your elbow and knee a little bit towards each other, keeping your eyes and face staring at the ceiling. Notice if that makes it easier or less easy, and slowly lowering down. Now, this is not a stomach crunch, so it's not about holding yourself up in the air. As soon as you come up, you're already starting to come back again. It's a continuous fluid movement. So we're going to try it a different way now. This time, as you bring your elbow and knee towards each other, let your face and eyes turn to the right. And just notice, if you allow your face and eyes to turn to the right, does that make it a little bit easier to bring your left elbow and your right knee a little bit towards each other? Some of you might find that it does, and you're already coming back down to let your head rest. And let your head completely rest on the floor for a couple of seconds each time before you do the movement again. And the reason for that is that then every single movement is a completely new experience for your brain to learn and pick up new information, rather than an exercise workout where you do it over and over and over. So you rest and then you do it again, letting your face and eyes turn to the right. Notice how your spine and your chest rotate a little bit to the right to allow your left elbow and your right knee to come a little bit towards each other. And then you lower back down slowly and pause again. And the next time you do it, as you bring your elbow and knee towards each other, once they are somewhere close towards each other, pause. Keep yourself in that curled up position and see what it's like to roll your body a tiny bit to the right, a tiny bit to the left. It's a very small, very gentle movement. You're just rolling over these tiny little muscles on either side of your spine. Your chin is tucked in towards your chest. And then let it go. Have a nice rest. Lengthen your arms and legs and have a complete rest. So just notice now, how does your body lie on the floor? You might, some of you notice a little bit of a difference between the two legs, the back of your two legs, the back of your two buttocks, back of your two shoulders. Now, those of you who tend to have chronic pain, I know there's a few of you on this call, please do these movements really, really small. Take way more rest than I'm saying. And if it's still too difficult for you, just do the movements in your imagination. And those of you who aren't in pain, I still want you to take lots of rest and really listen to yourself so it's not about working out. What we're starting to play with is teaching the spine how to soften and fold, so that you can bend down and do up your shoe really easily with the whole body working together. So now bend your knees, stand your feet. Now this time, could you please interlace your two hands and place them around your right knee? So your head stays on the floor now. We're just going to play with the knee for a little bit. Your two hands are interlaced around your right knee, so your right foot's a little bit in the air. Your right foot just hangs down towards your buttock. And now what I'd like you to do is use your two hands to very gently draw your right knee a little bit towards you, feeling your hip joint close a little bit as your knee comes a little bit towards your chest. It will be very small movement. And slowly bring your arms back to where they started so your knee moves away from your chest. And try taking your knee in a slightly different direction the next time, maybe a little bit out to the right or to the left. Just see what's available in your hip joint in another trajectory, and then slowly bring your arms back to where they started, and then take your knee in a slightly different direction again, maybe taking it over to the left or over to the right, and you'll start to play with different trajectories of the knee, and some of you will find that your knee tends to prefer to go inwards a little bit, some of you will find your knee prefers to go outwards, some of you will find your knee prefers to come straight in towards your chest. So just play with very slowly and gently. It's not about stretching your knee. It's not about squashing your hip. It's the tiniest possible movement. Someone looking at you would not even be able to see that your knee is moving. That's how small it will be. Unless you're a dancer and you have super free hips, for most of us it will be very tiny. Especially if you've been sitting a lot at a computer, most of our hip joints tend to get quite tight, so we're just gently playing with it. And then pause, just let your foot have a brief rest on the floor, let your arms have a brief rest, just to give your brain a rest. We're not really needing to rest the muscles, because they haven't really done very much. It's just a chance for your mind and your observing, your awareness to rest. And then interlace your hands again, place them around your right knee. Now this time we're going to do something different. This time I'd like you to gently and slowly press your left foot down into the floor and use that pressing of your left foot to roll your pelvis towards you so that your knee happens to come towards your chest as an outcome of pressing your foot into the floor. And then you slowly unpress your foot. You feel your pelvis rolls back to neutral and your knee happens to move away from you as a direct result of unpressing the foot. And let's do that again. Slowly press your left foot into the floor. Your pelvis rolls towards you and you feel your lower back flatten and your knee comes towards your chest. But it's not because you're doing anything with your arm or your hip joint. It just happens to get moved by the foot pressing. And then you unpress your foot. Your pelvis rolls back to neutral. Your knee comes back to the start. Just do that. Now, this movement in itself, if you do it really gently and slowly, is one of the best movements you can do if you have a sore lower back. So just remember this one. Gently unpressing the foot and coming back to the middle. And then pause. And now what I want you to do is go back to the first way we did it, which was using your hands to bring your knee towards your chest. So your pelvis doesn't roll now. It's just a very tiny movement, purely in the hip joint. And I want you to see if you can feel the difference between moving your knee just in your hip joint and then allowing the whole pelvis to roll so that your back flattens. So the way we're doing it now will be very, very small because the only movement is happening in your hips. And then go back to doing it the other way where you press your foot into the floor and roll your pelvis towards you. You can also use your arms a tiny bit, so now it's your hip and your pelvis bringing your knee towards you. See if you can feel the difference. And then go back to just doing it with your hands, so it's only the hip joint that's closing now. Pelvis is not rolling. See if you can feel the difference. And then go back to pressing with your left foot to roll your pelvis, flatten your lower back, and that brings your knee towards your chest. And then let that go. Lengthen both your legs. Have another rest. Of course, you can keep your knees bent if you need to. Always doing what you need to look after yourself. And just noticing now how the two sides of your pelvis lie on the floor, the space behind your two knees, the two sides of your lower back. Does one side of your lower back feel more arched or flatter than the other? Then bend your knees, stand your feet again. And now, once again, take hold of your right knee with your right hand. Place your left hand behind your head. And let's see what it's like to bring the left elbow and the right knee towards each other now. And you might notice that your left foot can actually help you a little bit, so that your pelvis rolls a little bit towards you and your knee comes a little bit towards your elbow, as your elbow comes a little bit towards your knee. And maybe this is different than what you were feeling before. Slowly folding, letting your face and chest turn to the right. And then leave that. Take your arm out, take your leg, take your other arm out. Keep your feet standing. Let your head rest on the floor. Now what I'd like you to do is interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Bring your right knee in the air a little bit so your foot lifts off the ground, so your right knee is somewhere towards your chest. And now what I'd like you to do is see what it's like to lift both your elbows a little bit away from the floor. So this is your new starting position. The elbows a little bit lifted, your head's on the floor. your knees in the air. Now what I'd like you to do is bring your right elbow towards your right knee and feel how your back flattens into the floor a little bit. Your face turns a little bit to the left. And then slowly lower your head down. Your knee can stay in the air, your elbows can rest. And now we're going to do it again, but we're going to wait until we breathe out, until we exhale. Take a breath in. And as you breathe out, lift your head and bring your right elbow towards your right knee. And then slowly inhaling, as you bring your arms down, your head down. And now exhale as you bring your left elbow towards your right knee. Your face can turn to the right. Your chest turns a bit to the right. And you're not trying to touch the knee. You're just feeling what happens through your chest, your spine. And you inhale as you bring your head back to the floor. And then you exhale as you bring your right elbow to your right knee. And just notice what's different when you do each elbow. What's different through the shape that your chest and your back make? Just continue in your own time. And then leave it and give yourself a nice rest in whatever position you like. You can have your legs long or your legs bent. If you want to roll onto your side, you can. But if you are staying on your back, just take a moment to notice the back of your two shoulders. That might be changing somehow. The space behind your lower back. The distribution of weight through your entire torso. And now bend your knees, stand your feet. This time, bring your left knee up into the air. Your left foot just hangs down. Take hold of it with your left hand. Place your right hand behind your head. And now without trying to recreate what happened on the other side, let's just see what it's like to bring your right elbow and your left knee a little bit towards each other. Just a small movement to start with. Let your face turn a little bit to the left to help you. And slowly lowering down. And really do this to see what's available for movement in your chest. Does your chest feel like it can move and soften to enable this movement? Or do you feel a bit of resistance through your chest? So this is not a stomach crunch. It's nothing to do with the stomach muscles. It's about allowing the chest to soften so that the spine can lengthen and fold. Just doing that movement again. And let's try doing that as we breathe in. So let's see what it's like to breathe in as you fold. Does that make it easier or harder? And then the next time, see if you can do it as you breathe out. And notice, does that make it easier or harder? And many of you will find that as you breathe out, this invites the chest to soften a little bit because the lungs are emptying of air. And then leave that. Just lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and have another rest. So often we don't need to spend as much time on the second side because the brain has already learned a lot from the first side about how to organize the movement effectively and efficiently. Noticing the way the pelvis lies on the floor, face behind the two legs. One leg at a time, bend your knees, stand your feet. If you know how to do the frog legs, do that. This time, take hold of your left knee with your right hand. Place your left hand behind your head. And now what I want you to do is in a moment I'm going to ask you to bring your left elbow and your left knee towards each other. And I want you to notice what happens to the shape of your chest as you do this. Wait till you exhale and then do the movement as you breathe out. What happens to the shape of your chest? your face can turn a little bit to the right. And what happens to the shape of your chest as you come back to the ground? Breathing in as you come back down, and then exhaling as you lift. What's happening to the shape of your chest? And is your right foot doing anything to help you? Some of you might notice your right foot is actually helping you a little bit by pressing into the floor, because it's learnt from the other side, and maybe just bringing your attention to it now, your right foot will start to help you a little bit. The next time you do the movement, I want you to focus on which part of your back is pressing into the floor. Just notice which part of your back presses into the floor as your left elbow and your right knee come to a little bit towards each other. Again, making no attempt to touch unless you're very bendy and you just happen to touch, but not trying. Which part of your back presses into the floor? Now the next time your elbow and knee are somewhere towards each other, pause there and just do that tiny little rocking movement, rocking your body a tiny bit left, a tiny bit right, keeping the elbow and knee towards each other. And then let everything go. Have a rest. Your arms long, your legs long. Those of you whose lower backs were very sore at the start of the lesson might be finding now that it's a little bit easier to lie with your legs long. One of the effects of this lesson for some people is to really flatten out the arch of the lower back. This lesson is all about flexion, which means forward bending. How the spine can be organized to forward bend easily. So I want you to imagine that your spine is like a piece of rubber, and at the moment it's lying very, very straight as you lie on the floor. And then I want you to imagine that if you were lifting your head into the air and bringing your knee towards your elbow, your spine would be curving more into the shape of a banana. So one end lifts and the other end lifts, and the whole spine curves from being flat into a kind of banana shape or a curved shape. So we're just going to play with that now. Bend your knees one at a time. Stand your feet. Take hold of your left knee with your left hand. Place your right hand behind your head. And as you lie there, just before you do the movement, notice how your spine is nice and flat. And then as you bring your right elbow and your left knee towards each other, notice how your spine curls a little bit like a banana. For those of you who've met my cat Mojo, he tends to sit all curled up like this, with his spine all curled up. And just notice, as you allow that image into your mind of your spine curling up like a banana, the banana's also twisting a little bit, isn't it? Because your face and your chest are turning a bit to the left. Does that allow you to soften your chest and fold your spine if you allow that idea of the spine curving? The next time your elbow and knee are somewhere towards each other, curled up in that banana shape, pause, and just roll a little bit left, a little bit right. So the distance between your elbow and knee stays the same, and just roll a tiny little bit. And it's almost like rolling out over all those sore muscles that some of us get from sitting at the computer for too long. And then leave it. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. This is one of my favorite ever Feldenkrais lessons. I teach it all the time, and I do it all the time at home because I'm someone who tends to sit a lot at my computer and my hips get a bit stiff. I just find it really helps to free up my back, but only if I do it small. If I treat it like a sit-up and I try and touch my elbow to my knee and I get into my head and I'm all about ego and achieving something, then I just end up with a sore stomach muscle. But just notice, if you found yourself going into your normal pattern that many of us have in the external world, which is pushing ourselves, trying to achieve an outcome, trying to make something happen, and it's okay if you're doing that. We spend 95% of our time in our lives in achievement mode, trying to make things happen, ignoring our bodies, trying to push ourselves, and your 1 hour a week Feldy class is like your little break from doing that. But in these lessons, I really want you to let go of trying to make anything happen. This lesson is not about touching your elbow to your knee. It's absolutely irrelevant whether you touch your elbow to your knee. What this lesson is about is noticing all the things happening in your chest, your spine, your hip joint, your neck, the collarbones, your ribs, your pelvis. so that your brain can organize folding in a really sophisticated, effortless, efficient way. It's absolutely irrelevant how big you do the move. Although you may find, as your body starts to organize it more easily, that you can bring your knee and elbow a bit closer. But that's an effect. That's not the intention. We're not striving to achieve anything. That's just a sort of bonus. So now interlace your two hands, place them around your left knee, keep your head on the floor, your left foot just dangles down, and let's just see what it's like to do that tiny movement of bringing the knee towards your chest, just in your hip joint, just by using your arms to bring your knee a little bit towards you and a little bit away. And try a few different pathways for the knee through space, a few different trajectories. And you may find that some are easier than others. So for me, bringing my knee over to the right is less comfortable, but when I take it over to the left, it's easier. And some of you might be the opposite of that. So to see if you can find different pathways through space, take your knee a little bit towards you and a little bit away, just feeling for what's possible. It's a very tiny. Someone looking at you won't even notice anything. It's very small. And then pause, and the next time we're going to do it by pressing the right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis towards you, and that just happens to bring your knee towards your chest because of the angle of the pelvis has changed, not because you've moved anything in your hip joint. And then you unpress your foot, your pelvis rolls back. So now we're doing the movement through the spine, the pelvis, not so much through the hip joint. And just notice how different that feels. And again, this particular movement of very slowly, gently, gradually pressing your right foot into the floor, rolling your pelvis towards you and flattening your lower back, is a really brilliant thing to do if you ever have a sore lower back. One of the main things I teach my clients who have pain in their lower back, this particular movement. And then let's come back to doing it the other way, where we don't roll our pelvis, we don't press our foot, and we just see what's available in the hip joint just by using the arms. It'll be much smaller. Notice if you can feel the difference between the two. And now let's put the two together. Press your right foot, roll your pelvis, and use your arms a little bit to bring your knee towards you. And you might find some of you, your knee is coming quite close to your chest now, using the pelvis, the spine, and the hip joint. And then leave it, lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms, and have a rest. Noticing the way your two legs and buttocks lie on the floor now. What's different in your contact with the floor? So this is a very, very basic flexion lesson we're doing today. There's many, many, many variations out there that Moshe Feldenkrais invented, but this is probably his most basic one, and it's actually very profound. Some of you might be feeling that there's a bit of a change in how your body's lying on the floor. Some of the patterns of arching the lower back may have started to let go a little bit. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Interlace both your hands and place them behind your head. Lift your elbows a little bit into the air so they're not pointing out to the side. Your head is on the floor resting in your hands, but your elbows are a little bit lifted towards the ceiling, just opens up your shoulder blades a little bit. And now lift your left knee into the air, your left foot just hangs down. Now what I want you to do is actually bring your forehead towards your knee. So your chin comes down to your chest, your forehead comes towards your knee, and your knee comes towards your forehead. Feel how your whole spine rounds into that banana shape. And then you slowly come back down. So this is not about using your stomach muscles, it's about allowing your chest to soften and your spine to round. And let's do that again. Bring your forehead and your knee a little bit towards each other. You might be noticing your right foot is helping you by pressing. Slowly coming back down. Now the next time you do it, I'd like you to take your chin and your knee towards each other. So kind of jut your chin forward like you're poking your chin out. So stick your chin forward. It's almost like a bird pecking. And you'll feel how that feels quite different through your belly, your neck. Just a small movement, and then you slowly lower your head down. Remember, we never hold any positions in Feldenkrais. It's always a very gentle, gradual, continuous movement. Always rest your head on the floor between each movement. So there's no need to use your muscles. It's just about the brain. So doing that again, bringing your chin towards your knee. Feeling how your back of your neck shortens and the front of your throat gets a bit longer. Some of you who've done a lot of Feldenkrais might notice that this requires something a little bit different through the muscles in your stomach, the stomach fiber. And now go back to bringing your forehead and your knee towards each other. So your chin comes down to your chest now, and the back of your neck gets very long. The front of your throat gets shorter. Slowly lowering back down. Now the next time, could you bring your right elbow towards your left knee? So that will require you to turn your chest a little bit to the left. For those of you just joining the call who've dropped off, we've just got our hands interlaced behind our head and our left knee in the air. And now this time bring your left knee towards your left elbow towards your left knee. Feel how your chest turns a little bit to the right. It's not about trying to touch them, it's just a small movement. And then let it go, let everything go, have a rest. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. And notice now how wide your upper back feels. How heavy your upper back lies on the floor. Some of you might sense that the arch behind your lower back has changed shape a little bit. Now this time, take hold of your right knee with your left hand, which is the very first movement we did today. So your right knee is in the air, your left hand is holding your right knee, your right hand is behind your head. And we're going to just go back to the very first movement we did today, which was to bring the right elbow and the right knee a little bit towards each other. And see what that's like now. Some of you might find that your elbow and knee come quite close together now without you having to do any more effort than at the start. So we're never trying to push. So everything comes back down again. We're never trying to push in Feldenkrais, but you might find that as your brain organizes the movement more efficiently, when you come back to it, you can somehow do it more easily and do it bigger, but you haven't had to push to make anything happen. So just doing that again. Notice which part of your back presses into the floor. Could you exaggerate that? Could you exaggerate that feeling of pressing that part of your back into the floor? To help your elbow and knee come together as your face turns a bit to the left. And then let that go. And now swap everything over. So your right hand takes hold of your left knee. Your left hand goes behind your head. So your right hand takes hold of your left knee. And your left hand is behind your head. And see what it's like to bring your left knee and your left elbow towards each other. You might want to wait till you breathe out. Your face turns a bit to the right. And what's different on this side? Some of you might find one side is very different to the other. So letting everything rest in between each movement and then doing it again. Notice which part of your back presses into the floor. Could you exaggerate that a little bit? Now if you're finding your stomach muscles sore, then that's just a sign you're doing it a bit too big. It's not a stomach crunch. Just a gentle, easy movement. And now leave that. Lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms. We're just going to have a brief rest. Now take a nice deep breath in. You might find there's a bit more room now for breathing. In your chest, your ribs, front of your chest, the back of your chest, side of your chest, maybe even under your collarbones, your armpits. This lesson is designed to soften the chest to allow for folding of the spine. So you might find that it's also freed your chest up for breathing. Now do the frog legs movement to bend your knees, stand your feet. And now bring both your knees up over your chest. bring your two knees together so they're touching, so your feet are touching, your knees are touching. Lift your two feet up a little bit towards the ceiling so your legs are a bit more straight. And now take your right arm and reach behind the back of your leg so that if you can, your right hand can take hold of your left thigh. But if not, it might take hold of the pant leg of your left leg. But basically, you've wrapped your arm around your two legs and then lower your feet down. So your right arm is now kind of squashed between your lower legs and your thighs. And your right hand is taking hold of whatever it can reach. So some of us, depends on our body shape, might not be able to reach all the way around to the left thigh, but you might find you can just hold on to the pant leg or somehow hold on to the two legs. And now take your left hand and place it behind your head. Now I want you to imagine there's a puppeteer in the ceiling. And he's got a big long string that hangs down to your two toes, your two feet. And he's got another string that hangs down to your left elbow. And I want you to imagine that this puppeteer pulls on his two strings. So your head lifts, your elbow lifts, your two feet lift, your legs straighten a little bit. Your whole spine curves up like a banana and your head, forehead comes towards your knee, knees come towards your forehead and you curl up. And then he lowers your feet down, he lowers your elbow and head down, and you find your spine becomes flat again. It's just a small movement, it's not a big stretch or anything. Especially if you have tight hamstrings, you don't have to straighten your legs completely, it's just an idea, just a direction. So he pulls on the strings again, your two toes lift, your elbow and head lift, and it's bringing your forehead towards your knees a little bit, folding your body, rounding your body, just a little bit. Like a banana shape. And then slowly undo that. Take your arms out and just let yourself rest with your knees bent. Again, just take a nice deep breath in just to see if you're holding your breath. You might find now that you let it go. And now let's explore this with the other side. So bring your knees up over your chest, bring your knees together, your feet together, lift your feet into the air. Take your left arm and reach around the back of your legs, whatever you can take hold of. If you can grab hold of your right thigh or the back of your pants, lower your feet down so your arm gets squashed between your lower legs and your upper legs. Take your right hand and place it behind your head. Now imagine that puppeteer has his string on your two toes and another string on your right elbow. And he just gently lifts the two strings. Your feet lift, your legs straighten a bit, your elbow lifts, your head lifts, and your forehead and knees come a little bit towards each other. And it's like your whole spine curves like a cat or like a banana shape. The middle of your back presses into the floor and you slowly undo that. Come back to the floor, let your head rest. Then we'll do it a second time whenever you're ready. And see if you can wait for the exhalation through the movement as you breathe out so that your lungs and ribs are empty of air. So breathing in, and then as you breathe out, you fold, press the middle of your back into the floor. Forehead and knee come towards each other as your feet lift and your elbows lift. It's very small. It's not a stretch. If you feel any discomfort, you're doing it much too big. And then let it go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and have another rest. And just noticing now, how does your body lie on the floor? You might be surprised to find that your body's lying a bit differently now. But before we do our final scan, I want you to bend your knees, stand your feet for the last time. We're going to come back to the very first movement we did, which was the left hand takes hold of the right knee. Your right hand is behind your head. And just see what it's like now to bring your right elbow and your right knee a little bit towards each other. Some of you might even find that they touch now quite easily or that they come a lot closer together without you having to push or stretch. It's just that your brain now understands how to organize folding easily. And then let that go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. Now, even if you didn't find that the movement got easier or that the range got bigger, you might find that your body is lying differently on the floor now. So sensing which is heavier now, the back of your head, the back of your chest, or the back of your pelvis. Is there any difference? Notice the space behind your two knees now, the space behind your lower back, the space behind your neck. Is there any difference? Has something flattened or got more arched? And then slowly bend your knees, stand your feet, roll yourself up to sitting. Slowly bring yourself up to sitting. Take your time to come up to standing because your whole body has been reorganized. I like to finish these lessons in standing because it just gives you a sense of how your posture has changed. Slowly coming up to standing, and some of you might notice my voice sounds different than it did an hour ago because I was doing some of that lesson with you. I've reorganized my own ribs and chest. Just notice now as you breathe in if there's a little bit more room for breathing now. I find there's more room to breathe in your chest, your ribs, your back. Notice now the way your weight comes down into the floor through your feet. Notice the shape of your upper back. Does it feel flatter, more arched, more rounded? Notice the shape of your chest. Does it feel more lifted, more sunken, more neutral? And then open your eyes and just see where is your horizon now? Has it changed? Is it a bit higher or a bit lower? And now let's try that movement of just bending down as if we were going to start to tie our left shoelace on our left shoe, but don't go all the way down, but just see what that movement of folding down is like now. Could you allow your chest to soften, your chin to come down towards your chest, your back to round a little bit now? You might find that that movement's a little bit different than it was. This is a very functional lesson, the one we did today. It's all about rounding. If you ever need to bend down and pick up a baby, you'll be able to do it without hurting yourself so much now. See what it's like towards the right shoe. Let your head and eyes look down, your chin come towards your chest a little bit, and feel your whole back can just round into that banana shape a little bit. Coming back up now, let's try that funny movement of bending down to spit out your toothpaste. And just see what that feels like now. You might find that your chest can soften a little bit, spine can round a little bit. And then leave that. Just go for a gentle walk around your space, noticing what's different through your chest. Some of you might feel there's a little bit of movement now through your chest as you walk. And now those of you who do have access to a keypad or a phone, I'm just going to ask a couple of questions just to see how that was for people. So what I'm interested in is to see, did anyone feel that their body was lying on the floor differently at the end of the lesson? That your body was contacting the floor differently, maybe you felt flatter or more arched. Press 1 if you did, those of you who have access to your phone keypad or your computer keypad. I'm curious to see if that changed the way your body was contacting the floor. I'll wait a minute for the hands to show up. Oh, every single person pressed 1. How interesting. So now I want to ask if you felt that it got easier to bring your elbow and knee a little bit towards each other, press 2. So I'm just going to wait. It's a bit of a delayed thing today on my computer. I don't know what's going on. This is a very powerful lesson, the one we did. Some of you may also find it actually changes your mindset a little bit. Yeah, most people are pressing too, so that's interesting. This lesson really has looked at softening the chest. Many of us, you'll see this particularly in men, but a lot of women do it too, tend to stick our chest out, arch our back, and kind of brace ourselves in a very assertive fighting pose against the world. What we've done today is really soften that down, really let the chest start to let go of that pattern. Come back to a more neutral organization. So you may find that a lot of the pushing and asserting yourself and fighting and bravado can just fall away now. And you can actually allow yourself to be a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit softer, a little bit more authentic in how you go through your life. And I'm saying that because I know that the women who signed up to this course are all very open-minded. And all of you know that we're not just working on the level of the body with this work. So the lesson we've done today, I just want you to stay attentive to that. I'm actually just going to ask if anyone notices that your state of mind or your mood feels a little bit different from an hour ago. And if you do, just press 3 on your phone. Because it will be interesting for you all to see as you go about the day now, not just your breathing and your movement is different, but you might find that your state of mind, your sense of yourself, your emotional state has changed a little. So if anyone has sensed that at all, press 3. It's curious. Or maybe something that becomes apparent as the day goes on. Excellent. Well, thank you all so much. It's been an absolutely beautiful session. Oh, yeah, here come the numbers. Yeah, I've seen about 50% of people press 3, so that's really nice. So that's interesting. So just be attentive to that as the day goes on. You might notice that there's been a bit of a shift in your mood. So this is a very powerful lesson. I really recommend doing it again. What you'll notice is when you do it again, you'll do it much gentler and smaller. Because the first time we do this lesson, it feels so similar to a sit-up and a stomach crunch that many people overdo it. The first time I did this lesson, I completely strained my stomach muscles because I was a super type A personality back then. So don't worry if you did that. But you'll know that when you do the lesson a second time, you'll know that the smaller you do it, the bigger the change will be at the end. So when you come back to it, you'll start to notice subtler things about your chest, softening, which part of your back pressing into the floor, how small and gently you can do it. And then you'll find that this becomes a really quick, easy thing to do. If your lower back is ever feeling sore, you can just do a couple of these gentle little movements and really soften it. But I always say to people to do the full lesson 2 or 3 times so your brain really has learnt the new pattern. And then you can just use it as a little 10-minute thing to do every morning if you want, just a mini version of it. But always do the full lesson through a few times. All right, everybody, I've gone a couple minutes over, but that's because I cut out for a couple of minutes in the call. I apologize about that. Hopefully the audio quality is okay by phone. I may stick to phone for the next few weeks until my Skype comes back to normal. I don't know what's going on. It was good for months and a bit dodgy this week. But anyway, thank you all so much. I'm just going to give everyone the mic so you can all say goodbye to each other out loud because that's always fun to hear. So those of you who have the mic, you may not have your mic turned on, say goodbye to each other.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, everyone.
Bye. See you guys next week. It's lovely to speak to you all.
Bye, Tani.
Yeah.
Thank you.